proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
I always enjoy this for many reasons. One, because Riggins is funny doing it.
Oh, thanks.
And the other reason is because it is the last thing we do on Fridays.
That's right.
And so, heading out for the weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, these four-day work weeks,
yeah.
I mean, they're killing us.
Too much.
4.5 day. I mean, 3.5 day for Lindsay. She was late.
Good point. 3.5, yeah.
Late
3 days and 2 hours.
So it is the one-star script club reviews.
Yeah, this is where we go across the country and I find real one-star reviews from the internet. These are all real. You can go verify them for yourself. Yelp, Google, I'm all over the place. We'll start in Portland, Maine, at a place called Rick's Cabaret. Josh left a one-star review. He said, it's going downhill. Fast. I used to come in twice a week. Now I've just stopped coming in for the most part. The prices on everything are much higher than they used to be. $40 dances, $10 for a beer, and something they call credit card surcharges. Half of the best dancers aren't even there anymore, and the new ones that are don't even talk to you. And when they do, I quickly realize I would have been better off staying at home listening to my wife nagging on me. All of my favorite dancers have moved on to greener pastures, it seems. And you know what? Good for them, because this is all about corporate greed in all caps.
What?
I don't know. What is he talking about? Rick's Cabaret, maybe that. I know that is a chain. Yeah.
Oh, my
but
God.
Corporate greed.
I love how he's like something called surcharges.
Something, whatever some bullshit they call a surcharge. It sounds like they made it up.
But how big of a loser are you if you're married and you're going to a script club twice a week?
Twice a week. Yeah.
Even if you're not married, that's a lot to be going to a script club.
And you've got favorites. All my favorite girls are going to Green Pastures.
I always think their wives have to know because of the surcharges on the credit card. I mean, they're right? Unless they just don't check it.
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
Yeah, surcharge.
Then we'll go to Fort Worth, Texas, at a place called Roxy's Showgirls. Mike left a one-star review. $25 cover and $5 to park? Well, let me just say this. If you like them big and out of shape, this is the place for you. $20 for a lap dance, and they will try to scam you out of more. One star. Short and to the point.
Yeah, but, I mean, according to the other guy, $20 for a dance is a bargain.
You're not kidding.
Yeah.
$40 for a lap dance. That does seem a little
I do think steep. Shady, it's they're paid to park. It's not just like a parking lot. Like,
It means they had to lease that spot.
Yeah.
Somebody borrow it, and they said, I'll let your customers park here because I'm not open at the time, but they're going to have to, you give me $2 a car.
Yeah.
Exactly. You got a valet out there and everything. Mm. Then we'll go to PT's Show Club in Louisville, Kentucky. Mark left a one-star review. Everything was moist in a bad way. The first time I came here in a drunken haze, all was well. The girls were great. It was also a Tuesday. This Tuesday, some 36 weeks later, I can't even deal with this. All the chairs looked moist. We sat in two different sets of chairs, and they were all damp. It was as if someone set off the sprinklers and the chairs were drying out overnight. I had a wet feeling on my butt cheeks all night whenever I leaned back. The drink prices were outrageous. I totally get profits, but this isn't Vegas. It's Louisville, Kentucky. Good point. It doesn't even come close to the crappiest Vegas bar. Stick to the beer here if you dare to come. Otherwise, order your drink in a plastic cup because who knows how sanitary the glasses are. Also, actual restaurant ice buckets do exist. Instead, PT's used buckets you get from Home Depot, which I can only pray don't double as the floor cleaning buckets.
Oh, my God.
I truly hope things improve because this place has a bit of sentimental value to me.
Oh.
One star.
Sentimental.
Who says that about a stranger? How sentimental?
Pathetic.
It's meant so much to me in my life. I don't want to see it go downhill. He's like, you know, like that person in the movie trying to save their farm.
Yeah,
that's been in the family for generations.
Yeah, right.
This place means something to me.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. In my family, just give us another month to raise the money.
I truly hope things improve.
I had wet butt cheeks all night.
Yeah, everything was wet. Ugh.
So do you think, you know, he is from Kentucky? So chances are he's a Christian, believes in God. Do you think he would stoop to praying that nothing happens to the strip club because it means so much to him?
I think he's doing that. Yeah.
Oh,
hey, God, it's me, your wayward son. But I do have one request.
I know you PT said
show club
on.
In Louisville. Everything was wet. I don't know what you can do about that. I'm just throwing it out there.
All right. Would you rather have wet butt feeling for an entire day or wet socks?
Wet socks.
All really? Day?
Yeah. I wouldn't want wet butt any time.
Yeah,
I think. Like if you just sat.
Oh, yeah, which one would I prefer?
Yeah, you sat down on a chair that was wet and you didn't know it, and it got your butt wet. Would you rather walk around like that all day or walk around with wet socks on?
Yeah, wet socks.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Not me.
Moisture in my butt.
I'd rather, because my jeans wouldn't be clinging to me the whole time, I don't think. But your socks, every move you make, your socks are involved in that.
See, I'm imagining my underwear clinging to me. That's the problem, going through my pants.
Well, it's just like, I don't wear drawers, so.
Oh, so you're good.
Yeah, I'd
be good. Air it out.
Well, what about wet leather sandals?
Oh, still
that sandals. Would be worse, I think, socks even.
I still would take the sandals, I think.
Nightmare.
You remember those Birkenstocks were popular when I was, I don't know, middle school. And if we walked in a puddle or something, they were wet all day. Mm-hmm. Disgusting.
Slimy.
Yeah, slimy.
Yeah. We'll go to Lake Forest Park, Washington, at a place called Deja Vu Showgirls. Tim left a one-star review. This place is horrible. I will never come back, nor will any of my friends. I went to get a lap dance. The dancer said $50 for touching. I touched her breast, and she freaked out on me.
Oh, she said I could do it.
Originally, I wanted two songs, but at the end of the first song, I said, I'm done. And she said, no, and I have to pay for the two songs. She called me a slur for a gay person and then said I was drunk, one star. It was a bad time.
Oh, my God.
So, what do you think really happened? Did she not say, you give me 50 and you can touch? Or
I don't know.
Did he make that up because he just wanted to touch her and then he got caught?
Maybe.
She freaked out?
Maybe.
I think she might have said it and he just went to, and then she was regretting
right.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, $50 to touch, but not that hard.
Yeah.
Right.
Groping
yeah.
is.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Squeezing is a different
right.
price.
That's 75.
Yeah.
I said touch with the back of your hand. Yeah.
Then we'll go to Clearwater, Florida, the headquarters of Scientology. That's where that's located, isn't it? In Clearwater?
Yeah. Oh, really?
Well, they've got a strip club named Oz's Gentleman's Club. Tim left a one-star review. If you haven't been here, don't worry. You're not missing out on anything. The owner, Jim, is an effing douchebag to the employees as well as the customers, which is worse. I mean, he's the most cocky son of a bitch I have ever come across, especially at a strip club. The girls aren't much to look at, and their prices are ridiculous. Quality over quantity, babes. Jim, the manager, is either on drugs or he's just a straight up dick. And the quality of the girls there is quite disturbing. They'll scam you the first chance they can or steal from you. More than half of the staff members / dancers are intoxicated by one thing or the other. I've never seen so much drama at a club before as I do this one. A lot of locals and truckers kind of stop. Not only is it unprofessional as far as professional can go with dancing and using your body to work, it's an unsafe environment as far as strip clubs go in general, but the management is absolutely appalling. Save you money. One star.
Well, that's a nice review.
That's
very helpful.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Jim. He's got some beef with Jim there.
Yeah.
So the owner responded to that review and said, we've never had a gym work at this location. We don't know what you're talking about. And they also said, and what's wrong with truckers?
Yeah.
And that's a good point. What's your beef with truckers?
Yeah.
You know, it's a trucker kind of stop.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Yeah. I guess he's talking about lot lizard kind of behavior and stuff.
Oh, okay. You
know, high speed chicken feed.
Right.
You know, the methamphetamine.
Speaking of that, did I tell you this guy inherited his grandfather's truck? And he found under the seat this little toothpick holder, and it was labeled Granddad's Power Picks. And they were toothpicks soaking in, like, watered-down meth.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Granddaddy's Power Picks. And it was, and like, it even had a little label, like, if you're going to Arkansas, have two of these. If you're going to Santa Fe, have three of them. If you got to go across the country, five Power Picks.
Oh, my God.
And they were toothpicks soaked in some sort of... something.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Anyway.
Wish that had a child safety seal on that.
You're not
just in a toothpick.
Kind of crazy. Then we'll just wrap up in Santa Fe, New Mexico at a place called Knockouts. John left a one-star review. The sign outside says couples get in here for free. Well, that's just a damn lie. I went in with my old lady and they tried to charge us a cover. Needless to say, we left and went to Taco Bell, where they then forgot to give us napkins, but that's another review for another time. Get rid of that sign if you're not going to honor it. One star.
So we had to leave the strip club, so the next logical place we would go is Taco Bell.
Right. Duh.
Isn't that like he left that one and said, and then we went to Bone Shakers.
Right.
Yeah.
What do we do now, Debbie?
I thought you were definitely going to say another strip club. No, needless to say, Taco Bell.
Needless to say, we left and went to Taco Bell, where they forgot to give us napkins. But that's another review for another time. No shit.
Yeah. Nobody cares about
it. We didn't ask you about your Taco Bell trip.
What'd you get on your order?
Just like, always love to complain. You know. And at that, now Taco Bell is in cahoots with the titty bar.
Yeah.
Just out to get me.
So those are the one-star strip club reviews.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.